Dan's Drive and Double Feature presents A Minute to Dismember, Episode 40. Hey, 40! Minute 33. Detective O'Malley has come to talk to the Kents. The Kents won't let him in. Let's see what he does now that they won't let him in. And will that crazy-ass psychedelic ragtime music keep playing throughout this minute? Let's find out.
You, Vicky Kent? Is this your scarf? Vicky saw me looking through the shades and started to dance. It was a long time since any man had paid attention to her.
I love how this minute has the three very distinct sort of musical segments. There's the opening with the Kents in their house and Billy, that little prick. You see him as his parents are at the doorway saying, "Don't answer it, it's Detective O'Malley." You see Billy look towards the hall, pick up his mom's cards, have a look at them, and well, you don't see him set them down again, but he's obviously he cheats in cards. Of course, where's Mary during all this? What's Mary up to? But you get the what I call the psychedelic ragtime in the first few seconds, and then it goes to Vicky sitting outside, and you get the boing, as always, kettle drums equal scary, and then you get the great music when Vicky starts to do her dance that you've heard, what, four times now over the past few days in the as the tag or the end music for this week. So I love that. I love the organ of the organ. Talking about Samantha Fox and organs. Well, sorry, where was I? Yeah, so I love the craziness just of these three different completely disparate types of music just abutting one another throughout this minute. This is one thick sound designed film. Now, what happens at this minute? Of course, it's they don't see Detective O'Malley, and they go back and we don't see them sit down, but they go and they sit down. Then we see Vicky outside, and she starts up with a coat on. She sets the coat down, and Doris on the commentary talks about sort of picking up the coat and how they had to shoot that later because she had the coat and then she didn't have the coat. And it turns out that's not a vest he crammed into his envelope. I was going to say wallet. That envelope a minute or two ago. Detective O'Malley picked up a scarf. A scarf that I don't remember Vicky wearing. I don't remember Vicky wearing a scarf in this movie. I don't remember Mary wearing a scarf. And he says it to her in like, "Is this your scarf?" When he should be saying, "Is this your scarf?" Because what he just found the scarf on the ground. It's evidence of what? There's a scarf on the ground outside of the Kent's house, so it means what? And you know what? You know what, Chief? It ain't Vicky's scarf. Okay, carry on. And yeah, Vicky looks very frightened. Although when he says, "Are you Vicky Kent?" She doesn't speak. She just kind of nods like a puppy dog nod. Oh, she's a cutie. However, okay, well, the question of what the hell is she wearing comes up. I don't see in full what it is she's wearing, but we will talk about that in a moment. I mean, she gets up and walks away, and there's a kind of a nice shot, which Doris likes, where you see in the darkness, the inspector's sort of walking towards us when he sees Vicky, and he's in the darkness, and there are street lights shining off of his glasses, and for a moment it looks like his eyes are glowing. But as he sort of comes into perspective and you can see him better, you see that it's like the lights are, they kind of hit his eyes for a moment, then kind of moved up his glasses, but it's a cool moment. And poor Vicky, she changes her outfit again. She goes to sit outside again. And instantly she has to go back in because of someone bothering her. And it does end with her sitting. It's kind of interesting because she's sitting in this outfit, which we'll talk about in a second. And she's kind of like the organ music is playing in her room because she's kind of like moving her shoulders like she's about to start dancing. And then Detective O'Malley, I'm not sure how legal this is, basically walks up and stares into her window at her. And she begins to dance. And although the place where he's staring in is where we saw the bookcase against the wall earlier, so there isn't a window there, I don't think. But doesn't matter. So he stares in and she begins to dance. Well, she doesn't begin to dance. She moves up to the edge of her daybed thing and she raises her leg up in the air and starts to run her hand on her leg. I'm a leg man, so I enjoyed that. And then you see him staring in at her. And that's where the minute ends. And it ends. She's about to do her dance with this great music playing. And I guess we'll talk about what she's wearing. I haven't quite figured out what it is she's wearing. I think we'll see it sort of in full in the next minute. But when she takes off her coat, she's got I think it's like a dress that's pulled up like right below her, right above her breasts. And sticking out, over each shoulder is like a red like bra strap or something. Like maybe she's wearing like maybe it's like a leotard or like a bathing suit, or maybe it's just a red bra. So it's this weird sort of strange like paisley. I think paisley is the word I'm looking for. If I've got it wrong, folks, please tell me what it is I'm looking for. Sort of dress thing which stops right above her cleavage or her boobs, and there's this red, strange red elasticy things going over her shoulders, which looks really, I don't know if it looks uncomfortable, but it looks kind of silly. I don't know. I would have said, "Are you Vicky Kent?" When she nodded her head, the second thing I would have said is, "Are you crazy? What are you wearing?" I guess maybe you don't say that to someone who just got out of the insane asylum earlier today, the day before. I'm still lost in the timeline. And I don't know why he doesn't. What's the scarf about? What's the scarf about? I miss what the scarf is about. It's funny because on the commentary, Doris says, when he says, "Is this your scarf?" She says, "Is this your scarf? See, I know it by heart." And I thought, but what does it mean, Doris? What does it mean? Is the scarf something that's going to come into play? I just don't remember. Hey, folks, if you can remember what the scarf was up to, I remember nothing about a scarf. The last time she was outside, she had the vest and the dress shirt on. She wasn't wearing a scarf. And the time before that, I think was seeing Frankie, and she just had that white shirt with the polka dots. It's a mystery what goes on with this glorious, glorious film. I love it, love it, love it. Now, we are on episode 40, and I was totaling it up earlier. The movie is 69 minutes. 70s and 1s and 2s and 3s and 4s and 5s and 6s. So there will be 76 episodes total. So we are past the halfway mark on episodes, but we're not past the halfway mark on minutes. That will be, I guess, in a couple of the end of this week, I think, will be when we hit it. 30, somewhere in the 35th minute, we'll get halfway through. Will Vicky still be dancing within the 35 minute? And will the dance become ever more erotic? And what will Detective O'Malley do outside the window as he's staring in at Samantha Fox dancing in this very silly dress? I mean, maybe it's like a hippie sort of skirt kind of thing, sort of like a almost like a tie-dye, but it's not. Or I didn't see enough of it in this minute. I guess we'll see more of it. I'm confused by why. Like, she takes off the coat, and you expect her to, have the vest on, or the last time we saw her in the polka dot shirt, but she's got this other outfit on, and she's like, is she going through Mary's wardrobe? I can't see Mary wearing this. Actually, I've seen it, but I can't see Vicky wearing it either. But this minute did bring us the great and wonderful music, which you're going to hear a bit of now.
Look, I love that shot. See his eyes?
Yes.
You see? Oh, I love that shot.
Thank you.
I'm not thanking you. It just happened to come out that way.